Fred showed up at Google, and his teachings changed my career and my life. He is one of the most extraordinary thinkers on leadership and management I have ever encountered. Many of the concepts discussed in this chapter originated with him and reflect his belief that great leadership is conscious leadership. I learned from Fred that effective communication starts with the understanding that there is my point of view, my truth, and someone else's point of view, his truth. Rarely is there one absolute truth. So people who believe that they speak the truth are very silencing of others. When we recognize that we can see things only from our own perspective, we can share our views in a non-threatening way. Statements of opinion are always more constructive in the first person I form. Compare these two statements. You never take my suggestions seriously. And I feel frustrated that you have not responded to my last four emails, which leads me to believe that my suggestions are not that important to you. Is that so? The former can elicit a quick and defensive, "That's not true." The latter is much harder to deny. One triggers a disagreement, the other sparks a discussion. I wish I could always maintain this perspective in all my communications. I don't, but I continue to try.